So we're moving on to film now, and we plug films at the cinema. Now, I will give you some information about Cineworld. One of the reasons why I quite like to plug Cineworld is because, especially the one in Hanley, is very good in relation to making virtually most of the cinemas accessible with audio description available in all the screens. The others are not as good. The View is a bit scarce on how many screens they make audio description available for, and the Odeon is not too bad, and you can choose whichever one you like, but I will give you information for Cineworld. But you can Google Odeon Festival Park and View Newcastle under Lyme if you would like to attend one of those. So some of the films that we have coming up for you, opening last week was Lilo and Stitch, Certificate U, 108 minutes comedy, and live action reimagining of 2002's animated classic Lilo and Stitch. It's a wildly funny and touching story of a lonely Hawaiian girl and the fugitive alien who helps to mend her broken family, and it's directed by Dean Fleshler, and it is quite exciting, this one. I've seen the trailer of it, and it does actually make me want to see the film. And it also stars, it's got Courtney B. Vance, it's got Tia Carrera and Billy Magnuson in there as well. Okay, so we've got Karate Kid. Let's say it right. Oh, I'm in a mood today. Karate Kid Legends 12A, action drama, 94 minutes. This is released this weekend, and it unites the iconic martial arts masters of one of the most beloved film franchises of all time to tell a completely new story full of action and heart when kung fu prodigy Lee Fong, Ben Wang, relocates to New York City with his mother to attend a prestigious new school. He finds solace in a new friendship with a classmate and her father, but his newfound peace is short-lived after he attracts unwanted attention from a formidable local karate champion. Driven by a desire to actually defend himself, Lee embarks on a journey to enter the ultimate karate competition, guided by the wisdom of his kung fu teacher, Mr. Han, played by the one and only Jackie Chan, and the legendary Karate Kid, Daniel LaRusso, played by Ralph Macchio. Lee merges their unique styles to prepare for an epic martial arts showdown. Yeah, it sounds exciting. I kind of quite fancy going to see that, I have to say. So coming up, I'm going to give you a couple of films that are actually coming up, and I'll also tell you a film that is still showing. So what I'll do first is Mission Impossible, opened on the 19th of May, still showing. There's virtually no information about it in the synopsis at all. Let me have a quick look on my little computer here to see if it'll tell me a little bit more on an app that I use for films, and then I can actually give you a little synopsis if you haven't gone already or you don't know anything about it and you're trying to think of a film which you can actually go and see. So let me have a look. I'm just going to input it in here while the music goes diggy 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 in the background. And we'll see if we can get it to come up. Hang on, here we go. So here we are. Let me see if I can find the synopsis. Bear with me. Okay, I've got a synopsis. So Ethan Hunt and the IMF team continue their search for the terrifying AI known as the Entity, which has infiltrated intelligence networks all over the globe. With the world's governments and a mysterious ghost from Ethan's past on their trail, joined by new allies and armed with the means to shut the Entity down for good, Hunt is in a race against time to prevent the world as we know it from changing forever. That tells you quite a bit about it, doesn't it? It's 170 minutes long, and I think it's a 12A, and it's got an amazing cast, including Hayley Atwell, Tom Cruise, Angela Bassett, Janet Mateer. It's got Nick Offerman, Simon Pegg, Rebecca Ferguson, And who else have we got in there? Hannah Waddingham as well, who's amazing. And directed by Christopher McQuarrie. Okay, a couple of films now that are coming up soon. So June the 6th, we've got Ballerina. It's action adventure, 125 minutes long, and a young female assassin seeks revenge against the people who killed her family, and stars Angelica Houston, Gabriel Byrne, and Ian McShane, and directed by Len Wiseman. And we've got How to Train Your Dragon, and that opens the 9th of June, where the previous one, Ballerina, is the 6th of June. And from three-time Oscar nominee and Golden Globe winner Dean DeBlois, it's 122 minutes this long. This film is, that's how long it is. The creative visionary behind DreamWorks Animation, acclaimed How to Train Your Dragon trilogy, comes a stunning live-action reimagining of a film launched the beloved franchise on the rugged Isle of Burke, where Vikings and dragons have been bitter enemies for generations. Hiccup, played by Mason Thames, the Black Phone, and For All Mankind, stands apart, the inventive yet overlooked son of Chief Stoic the Vast, played by Gerald Butler, reprising his voice role from the animated franchise. Hiccup defies centuries of tradition when he befriends Toothless, a feared Night Fury dragon. Their unlikely bond reveals the true nature of dragons, challenging the very foundations of Viking society. So that is available for you. So all these films are audio described, or should be, at Cineworld. I'm not quite sure about the other two cinemas. Please do check at the time of booking either View Cinema Newcastle and Lyme or Odeon Festival Park. But with Cineworld, they are committed to making your experience safe and enjoyable one. So please do ask if you require any information or assistance during your visit. And audio description, if you don't know already, is also a video description, and it's a form of narration which is used to provide information surrounding key visual elements in a media work. So the customer service number for Cineworld is 0333-003-344, and reservations is 0871-200-2000, and you can book on the app as well. And you can find more information of the other cinemas by Googling online. And we'll have some more films for you when we're back early in June.